We are in Daf Nun Amet Aleph. We had in the Mishnah Nishpecha Oynis Galsa Oyememale Minakir Shayayin Vahamayim Megulim Psulim Legabi Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, Vahamay, what is the problem with Gilui Le'eved B'Misanenes? Let us take a strainer and we'll pour the mayim through the strainer, and that'll be able to be mavdol, the oros anochosh, from the mayim. Or we'll be able to see if there is any oros anochosh. Rashi said in the Mishnah that the reason that it's possible, because you don't have a shear of mayim. Or maybe the nochosh drank some mayim, and there's oros instead. So we'll see. We'll see if it's... To the Misanenes, we'll see if everything goes through, then it's Mayim. Leime masnisen de loike Rav Nechemya. Visanya Misanenes yeshboi mishum gilui. We learned a baraisa that the Tanakama holds that after you poured something through a Misanenes, or if something's coming through a Misanenes, yeshboi mishum gilui. There is still an isa gilui. Omar Rav Nechemya, Eimosai bizman shatachtoine megula. Avo bizman shatachtoine mechus afo pi shal yoine megula ein bo mishum gili mine shaoras sharas nochosh doime lesvug tzav vaoimid bimkoimoi. Let us see Rashi. Vamai mayim megulim psulim lavrino bimisanenes kulia balaz, a type of a strainer. Was used to make konditen, there's a type of a strainer or a sieve that is hanging, they put in different ingredients and wine, and it drips into this keli, and that's how it gets strained into the yain. So yesh by mishum gilui. So it says like this: if this strainer is over the chavis, but there's a space between the strainer and the chavis, so then the wine that's in the strainer, there's no problem, because that will become the stanin. But the wine that's in the chavis is bisman shatachtoine megule, so then there'll be gilui. What is the chiddush? If shatachtoine megule, that is gilui, so Taisus and Baba Kama says the chiddush is that since it is dripping in from the misanenes, so there'd be a svara to say that the nochosh will be scared to come and drink from the chavis, because the noise might scare me, might think there's a person there. But it seems that the noise of the misanenes, the nochosh is able to differentiate that this is not a noise of a person, this is only yain shenistanin. That's the chiddush. So bizman shetachtoine megule, there'll be an issa gilui, even though water is dripping in, this doesn't dissuade the nochosh. Abu Bizman Shatachtoine Mechuse, so then there's no space between the Misanenes and the Chavis, so the only way the Nochosh can drink some wine is directly from the Misanenes, so then Rav Nechemya holds, there's no problem. So the Gemara asks, so let us be Misanen the Mayim. And the Gemara's Kasha, the Chazon Ish, and others on Ma'ira, how are you allowed to be Misanen in Shabbos? We're speaking about Shabbos, so it's an Ov Malocha of Boira. That's a Gevaldike Ha'ore. The Sfas Emes is also Ma'ira, another Ha'ore. The Gemara says, Leime mas nisen de loike Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya says that is sinun, through sinun can separate the oros from the yayin or mayim. So memelas, according to Rav Nechemya, we have an eitzah. According to the Tanakame, it's good. According to the Tanakame, misanenes yesh by mishum gilui. So the Gemara understood that guf is the machlikis, if a misanenes is sufficient enough to separate the oros from the mashke from the mayim or yayim. So the Mishnah is not like Rav Nechemya. So this Vasemis asks, so it comes out as a machlekes and metzias, if the misanenis is efficient enough to be mavdal the oros from the mashke. Rav Nechemya holds it is. Tanakam holds it's not sufficient. And therefore the Mishnah is going according to the Tanakam. He says, perhaps we could say that everyone holds that the misanenes can be mavdal the oros from the mashke. Now the shaila is, could the chachamim hold that the mashke was koilet al kaponim a tam of the oros? So even though there's no oros be'en, that the misanenes can take care of, but they hold yes by mishum gilu, you're not allowed to drink it because the mayim was koil at the time of the oros, and this alone is also dangerous. So that would be a preferable way of saying that pshat in the machlekes, the tanakam and Rav Nechemya. Not a machlekes is metzias if a misanenis could be mavdal the oros from the mashke. So the Sfasemet says the Gemara here to say this, because or else we'll really be in hot water. Because I say the Mishnah is going according to no one. If Rashi says in the Mishnah that the whole chesaron is, Rashi doesn't mention anything about sakona. Rashi says the whole problem is because if there is oros there, so we're missing the shir mayim, and it's nishlam with the oros. That's the whole problem. So I say according to the Tanakama, also misanenes would be sufficient to be mevara that there is a shir mayim because the oros would not go through the misanenes. So therefore the Gemara wanted to say that there's a machlekes in order that the Mishnah should go according to someone. So the Gemara had to say that there's a machlekes in Metzias. That the Tanakama holds that some of the oros can seep through the strainer. So therefore we are not insured we have Sholesh Lugim of Mayim. And Rav Nechemya holds we are insured. So the Gemara says, Afilatayim Rav Nechemya, Eimadam Rav Nechemya Lahedyet. That for to take away the problems of sakone, so misanenis is sufficient. But to be marshal, emayim shenistanen legavoya, that Rav Nechemya holds sinun won't help. Akriveyu no lefechosecho, will you be makre for your sar, for an odain, a yirtzecho? That means you're bringing something legavoya that needed a tikkun. That's not grade A. That's grade B or grade C. That means the way it was, it's not even edible. But we'll fix it up. We'll take care of it. That already is not. That is mafchis the chashivis of the mayim. So therefore, according to everyone, it is no good. Rashi yesh be mishum giloy im hinichay beloy shmire kishir shiyas giloy kimefurish bakel shochtin the shiris kdei shiyetzi nochash mitachas oizen kli veyishtav yachza lachurei vasura bishtir tachtoyne kli atachte odron aloch lulu varovet. The Mishnah says further hacholul chamisha vishisha, the cholul, which was a type of a flute. They used to play this flute, chamisha v'shisha. There were other musical instruments also used, but it seems the ikar klishir, and we'll see the yud beis yomim, which are cholo makalam hisbeach, so the ikar klishir was the cholo, started with the cholo, ended with the cholo. So memele, so that's why we're miyachis the shir to the cholo. Cholol chamisha v'shisha, sometimes it was 5 days, sometimes it was 6 days. Zehu acholol shabbos ha'sheiva, she'nidoich aloyes ha'shabbos v'loyes yontif. Cholol chamisha v'shisha, pa'omim shushisha yomim, pa'omim chamisha. V'zehu acholol shayim achalolim, this cholol was used, was blown, l'rabbeis, they used to play this cholol, l'rabbeis simche, to marbe simche, l'beis ha-she'eva, the meforish b'masnissen. Beis ha-she'eva, kol simche zu eina elo b'shvil nisach ha-mayim. the simcha was letzeich nisach hamayim kedem meforish v'sha'afta mayim besosayim. The Mephoshim bring down that the Rambam is chaylik on Rashi. The Rambam in Seif Hilchus Lulev says as follows. Perek Ches Halachi Yedbeis, the Rambam says, Afal Pi Shekol Amay Adais Mitzvah L'smayach Behem. Those are the mitzvah simcha and all yamim tayvim. The chag asukeis oisa b'migdish yoyim simcha yiseira. There was a simcha yiseira. Shenema usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shiva shalim. Ketzad oya oisa, and then he is mevayar the simcha. So the Rambam seems to learn that the simcha is a yontif de kesimche, av bishakolim ayadis mitzvah l'smach ben, b'chag ha-sukas ha-yisa b'migdish simche yisayre, shenema usmachtem usayi Hashem alekeichem shiva shomim, which in yisod is the mitzvah of that, here we know that lulav is nitl kol shiva b'migdish. That is this pasuk, usmachtem Hashem alekeichem shiva shomim. The Emek Brocha wants to say that it could be that is the Diraisa. The Diraisa is the Smach Mnei Hashem Alekeichem. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Lekachtem B'yem Arishin. That's a mitzvah Lekiche, which was Begvulin. And then there's a mitzvah Smach Mnei Hashem Alekeichem. There's a mitzvah Smach Mnei with the Dalet Minim Shivas Yomim. But since we see there was a mitzvah of, it was Nitoisef, a mitzvah Simche. There was Nitoisef, a mitzvah Simche, B'migdosh, ayidei netilas dalad aminim. So memele, so there was, so hoysa b'migdosh simcha yisera. So there was, that means, could be it's not mechuyiv in a teire, Emek Baruch says, because the pasuk is speaking about the simcha ayidei netilas dalad aminim. That is the derais of the simcha. But since we see from the teire that there was an inyan of a yisrain simcha b'migdosh, Chagasukes, so the Mele the Rabbonon said that it was Moisef in the Simcha, with a Simcha which was Nimshach, was Nimshach called Alayla, and Ad Shevis Hamayim. But the Yisod of the Simcha is in the Yisod. It's Neveya from the Pasuk of Smachim Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yomim. Others say there's a rhyme from the Mishnah to the Rambam, Zehu Echolul Shel Beis Hashoeiva. Echolul Shel Beis Hashoeiva is telling us a place where this Cholul played. It's not telling us why it played. Rambam Grad in Pirush HaMishnayis says, Hu Beis Hashoeiva Shem Hamokim. Shem Misaknim L'Simcha. That was the place where they where the simcha was niskayim, because Allah is the Hashem, Mishum Mishafta Mayim Besosim. But it comes out, that was the mokim, that if I get this was a mokim to be mamshech, the simcha sachad, in this mokim. But that is not the sibbe. The sibbe was, the way the Rambam says, it's machnum ne Hashem alakechem shi v'shem. But they were mekasher it, that the simcha was nimshach, was kol alayla, and it was nimshach to the nisach hamayim also. She'ene doiche, so this, the playing this cholo is not doiche, Shabbos and Yontav, Hilkach, Chal Yontav liyeis b'Shabbos, so if Yontav was Chal b'Shabbos, so poshulu shisha cholo shalmai, so then the 6 days of cholo moi, nimtza cholo shisha, Chal Yontav b'chol, avalu trei yoimi, Shabbos v'Yontav d'loi dochilu, poshulu chamish, let us see Taisvis, Echolil hodolik toni keitza yontif shechaliyis b'shabes cholol shisha b'shakol ayomim chamishik delal b'perik lulav. In lulav arove, we had such a nusach. Lulav Shiva Keitzad, Yonta Berishin Shalchag. So we explain that we're saying there's a formula, sometimes seven, sometimes six, so Keitzad, and we explain exactly Yonta Mishchava Shalchag Shaliz Bishabas, Lulav Shiva, Shakal Yomim Shisha. So Lachay Sotaisis is asking, I should have said, Acholul Chamisha Bishisha, Keitzad, and then you'll explain specifically when is it Chamisha, when is it Shisha. Now, the Mishnah is going on the tangent. Zeh acholo, it's chamisha shisha. And zeh acholo, like the Mishnah is going, the cholo is not teichi Shabbos v'yontiv. So I'm telling you two facts. I'm telling you it's chamisha v'shisha. I'm telling you it's not teichi Shabbos v'yontiv. Now you figure out yourself when will be chamisha, when will be shisha. Like it's a modern say than the Mishnah. The Mishnah should have been written the way the Mishnah in Lulav Shiva was written. It tells us amount of days and explains some. If it's Chal Yom Tov Shabbos, it's so much. If it's Chal Yom Tov Ochel, it's so much. Hada Leiktani Keitzad Yom Tov Shchalias B'Shabbos Chaloshisha B'Shakal Yom Chamishik Dal Perik Lulav Shem Daboi LeMismach LeMeima Cholol Shal Beisa She'eva the Daikman Abigmora Hayu the Leidochi the Kolm Dochi. He wanted to tell us another thing. He wanted to tell you that this Cholol is not Deiche Shabbos and Yontif, but there is a Cholol which is Deiche Shabbos and Yontif. That means the Cholol that was played by the Kabbonis, this Cholol was Deiche Shabbos and Yontif. The Cholol of the Kabbonis Sibol, see that in the Gemara. So that was the message he wants to tell us. So therefore it was written in this oifen to be megale that there is a cholo which is doiche Shabbos. That's why it was written in this oifen so we can get this yedi also. Sheini doiche leis yontev leis a Shabbos. Vektois vis aval gav the cholo eni osel mishum shema yisakin klishir. The whole iser of a cholol is of he might be misakin a klishir. The perik mashilim, the kaim alone, the ein shvus b'migdash, and with the ein shvus b'migdash, so what pshanim the teicha leis a Shabbos leis a yontem, it's an iser shvus. So Taisus answers, shani beis a sheiva, shani kedemrin in b'gmorah, the ein elam mishum simcha yisere. There's no only a ribu, an ex, a sofer simcha. So Taisus seems to be saying. It is not such a necessary shvus. That means we can live without it. It enhances the simcha, but it's not a shvus hatzriche. So it's not a shvus hatzriche. If a shvus shein hatzriche, you say yes shvus b'migdash, ain't shvus b'migdash. But one of that, it seems, what Taisa seems to be saying, that since it's only a sofer simcha, so it is not so important, so therefore, this shvus is awesome. Itmar, Rav Yehuda, v'Rav Ine. Chat Toni, there was different girsois in the Mishnah. Chat Toni, Beish Ashay Eva. V'chat Toni, Chashuva. Omar Mazut remanded Toni She'eva, Loi Mishtabish. Remanded Toni, Chashuva, Loi Mishtabish. Man de toni sheiva loy mishtabish, dechsi v'shaftem mayim besosim. So memele, so that's the connection to sheiva. Man de toni chshuva loy mishtabish, amar Rav Nachman, mitzvah chshuva hi ubo misheishes yimei bereishes. What is Hirashi? Misheishes yimei bereishes, tam moran la'el, Shitin Nivru Misheshish Mei Breshis Lekabel Anesochem. So this was called a Beis HaChshuve because the Shitim were created Misheshish Mei Breshis. So the Marshoz Moirer that is true, the Shitim were created Misheshish Mei Breshis. The Shitim were used for the Nesochem, but there were two Nesochem. There was Niske Mayim and Niske Yayin. Now the Niske Yayin also went to the Shitim. So why are Miyaches Beisach Heshuve, we're speaking about the Cholol of this Simche, so Miyaches at the Beisach Heshuve, because the Shitim were created, if the Shitim were only Miyuchet for Mayim, so it's good. So we're saying that the, what is being done now is a gewaltig achshivis misheishes yimei bereishes v'kertem v'yayim rishin shal yimei bereishes. It was created already, so we see the gewaltig achshivis of the shittim. But this, the shittim l'chayre were not only used for the nisuch ha'amayim, was used for the nisuch ha'yayin also. So Moshel wants to say that the shittim, not what the shittim were yerdim adat tahoim, and that was nasa misheishes shimei bereishes, that was only letzorech nisuch ha'mayim. The Gemara says, nischol lefonai mayim b'chag, kdei sheizbolchu lechem gishmei shone. And he brings the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara says in Tainis, when the mayim of the niskei ha'mayim went down to the tahoim, that was ma'oirer the tahoim to, that it should be gishmei shone. So memela, since the whole kiyam ha'ilam is dependent on mayim, and the way we can ensure that there should be mayim ba'ilam is through the nisachim, and through the nisachim means that the niske ha'mayim went down to the tahoim. So even though the shittim were also used for the niske hayayim, but the chshivis of the shittim is the niske hamayim which are yerdim at atahayim. Chad toni she'evel, let us see Taisvis, b'Yerushalmi meforish shemisham shayevin ruach ha'kodesh. Shashchine shoyre mitoich simche d'chsi v'yike nagein am nagein v'tehi olav ruach Hashem. Mais yuvden di Yerushalmi brings a maise de yoyne ben amitai shoyim e'oile rigolim v'simches beis ha'shei eve sholso olav shchine. The Marsha explains that the Yerushalmi Yotaisus had a kasha l'chayre, why were miyaches the simcha to the she'eva? The simcha was really the nisach hamayim, not the she'eva. That was the why are miyaches it to shafta mayim besosa? And she says, therefore the Yerushalmi learned a different pshat and posik. Usha'aftem ruach ha'kodesh al yedei nisuch ha'mayim besos. That's how the Yerushalmi learned pshat in the posik. The ikel was the she'eves ruach ha'kodesh that was boy they nisuch ha'mayim besos. That's why it's called, that's the base ha'she'eva. Now we hear, we can appreciate the shem ha'mokim. This is the mokim she'shoyevim boy ruach ha'kodesh. Ashrei Ayin Rosa Kol Eilo, we say in the Yom Kippur de Kemusev. Yeah, Zakta Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono, Echolil Deiches HaShabbos. Now, here we're speaking about the Cholil of the Nisochim, of the Korban Nesibo. Echolil doiches haShabbos divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, v'chachomim oimrim af yontev einei doiches. Two extremes. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda holds that it's doiches Shabbos. V'chachomim holds that even yontev it's not doiches. Omar Rabbi Yosi, machloikes b'shir shel kol. Their machloikes is that v'shas, the shiras halavim ala korban, was a cholil permitted to be used. Rabbi Yosi sova iker shira bikli. The iker shira ala kolbman is bikli. Va'avoyde. So here's a chshivis of avoyde. It's a chelik of the avoyde sa kolbman. V'doiches ha'shabbos. So just like the kolbman is doiches shabbos, so this is like the machshire ya kolbman. This is the tfeilum to the kolbman. It's also doiches shabbos. Rabbonan sovri iker shira bepeh. Iker shira is bepeh. So therefore, v'lav avoidei, so it doesn't have a teres avoidei. The ein ei doiches haShabbos, so that's why it's not doiches Shabbos. Avo shir shel she'eva, the shir that was played the whole night of the simchas beis haShe'eva, the v'rehakel simcha hi v'ein ei doiches haShabbos. This is tamazei haSimcha. It has nothing to do with avoidei sakom. This is zichen not doiches Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the machlekes, Rabbi Yisrael said, the machlekes b'shir shel kolm, b'cholil hamake lifnei hamizbeach. Now, this loshen cholil hamake lifnei hamizbeach, Rashi and Erchin explains, it's a flute. So what's the make? It was make etzba'oisov al nikvei hacholil. That means, that's why it's called make. So, b'cholil hamake lifnei hamizbeach b'shas nisach hamayim v'ayayim. That means b'shas, that was the tomit shel shachar, the tomit shel shachar. V'nisach hayayim l'tomit shel bein arbayim. Shel aviyim oimdim al dulchonam v'oimrim shir. They said shir b'shas the nisach of yayim b'shachris by the tmidim. V'oimrim shir. V'cholil make lifnei, k'nisnam b'meseches erchim, b'yud beis yoyim b'ashona, there were 12 days in the year, echolil make lifnei ha-mizbeach. V'ein oimrim shir ala mizbeach el ala yayin, that was b'shas nisach hayayin, k'damrin in hosom. U'b'oisei cholil nechlak habyesi b'yehuda loymer shehudoiches. Habyesi says, seems as lifnei mizbeach. Also, there was, it was in a different place where it would normally the cliché was these 12 days. 12 days include the Erev Pesach, Pshat Shchitas HaPesach, Pesach Sheini, Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, Yontav Rishon Shel Atzeres, and Shmeini Yomim Shel Chag. That's the Yud Beis Yoyim. So, and in these Yud Beis Yoyim, the cholol was the main instrument that was played. So now we have a machlekes, is a teichis Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda holds ikar shire shekol ben tzibo toin shir min ha-Torah. Kemrinim v'meseches Erchin, mikama mikroi. Susover Rabbi Yosi, ikar hashir, einoi elo imkein cholol make im hashir. That means it doesn't have a Torah's shir unless you have a cholol together with it. That means Rashi is telling us, the Eitzah brings down that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, once the Edim didn't come, Rosh Hashanah min haminchal ha-mailon is kalkul al-viyim b'shir, and there's a whole shayla what the kilkul was. They said the wrong day, they didn't say at all. So the Mefarshim ask, L'chayre, if you hold Iker Shire B'Kli, so what was the problem? So let them play the Iker Shire is Iker Shire B'Kli, so let them play. What's the problem? It's a different Nigan, the Nigan is Maki, there was a Shire B'Kli, so I'm a Mele. So they don't know what Parsha to say, what Kapitel to say. I was on the Spiel, that's the Iker Shire. So he brings from that's why Rashi wants to tell us that Iker Hashir Eine Elim Kein Cholul Make Im Hashir. It wasn't Samazai. It wasn't dry music. It was Cholul Im Hashir. That means the words had to be said together, accompanied with a musical instrument. That's the Shir D'Araisa. You can't have Shir without a Kli Shir. But the combination together, so maybe there was a problem. They didn't know what to say. There was no idea to play music. It was music with the shir. The chenki neiris and the volim, the akil kaminin amafayrisham. Hilkach avoidi, so this is a chelik of the avoidis akom. Chiheche the tomid doiche shabbat. So just like the tomid is doiche shabbat, when melach is the rice, is shir shaloi nami doiche shabbat. This is the Avodas Hakol. And the Chachomim hold Iker Shira Bepeh, Alavim Oimrim Hashir, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyim, Kigen L'Hashem Oretzim Leia Barishin, God L'Hashem Amulo B'Sheini, V'chein Kulam, U'B'Shabbos, She'efshir L'Cholu, Eini Doiche, She'enkli Shir HaMitzvah, that's not the Mitzvah. Kami Yafinan Tamayu Mikroi. If the Iker is the together with a klishir, but Iker is shir bepeh. Avol shir shel she'eva, shahoya kol halaylo al mailois hayordes mi'ezras Yisrael, ezras noshim, zotoni b'masnis, alvim b'kineres v'nevolim, This shir is zikher as simcha yisayri, ve'ena min ha'teire, elo lechave ves ha'mitzves, v'leidochi Shabbos. And so this shir is nothing to do with the, according to Rashi, it has nothing to do with the nisach ha'mayim, it has nothing to do with the kolben. Ein lechave ves ha'mitzves. Not has nothing to do with the kolben either. That's how the Biskerov is medayik. It's a chibur of the mitzvah of nisach, but it's nothing to do with the kolben, because the shir that the kolben needs does not need musical instruments. So therefore, v'loidochi Shabbos. Now we have here a machloikis. Rashi put it down that a kolben tzibur needs shir. Now we have here a machloikis. What is the ikashir? Is the ikashir with a klishir, without a klishir? That's the machloikis. Therefore, it's dependent in the shaila if it will be doicha Shabbos or not. So the Maram asks, so why are they talking about a cholol? I mean, this was tok tegla. Every Shabbos they brought two tmidim. There was shir on the tmidim. And now we have to know. So this shir, if ikir shir is bekli, so every Shabbos was doicha. I mean, why are you bringing in the cholol? I mean, every Shabbos there wasn't a cholol. The cholol was only used on special occasions. 12 Yud Beis Yomim Bashonah they used the cholol. Good, but there were other instruments. So why does this paraisa, which the yisod of this paraisa is speaking about, the mitzvah of shir, so why do we speak about these 12 days? There's a Yisran Chiyuv of Shir, but why speaking about these 12 days? It's negeya every Shabbos of the year. So the Maram wants to say, he says it's a doichik, but he wants to say two terutzim, one terutz will negeya Tosfos later, so. But the first terutz he wants to tell us a rebusa, that the rebusa of the Chachomim, of the Oisrim, that the Chachomim, that means even though in these 12 days there's a Yisran Chiyuv of Shir, and there's the Cholul, and the Chachomim hold that for the Yontav it's not doicha. That means even the Cholul, which we have here mitadechad a mile of the Cholul, and even though it's only Yontav, not Shabbos, it's not doicha. So the Mishnah is telling us the two extremes. He's telling us the koyach the isura of the Chachomim that they were machmer afilu be Yontav and afilu be Cholul. But by mechanami, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, it's doicha every Shabbos. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yosef Menoah Minolo. How do I know that that's the machloikis? That Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda is the holds that Iker Shira Bekli. The Bahop Ligi. The Sanya. I have enough in the Barais. Kli Shoreis Sha'ason Shal Eitz. What if a person made a Kli Shoreis out of Eitz? He didn't make it out of Matris. Rabbi Poisos. Rabbi says it's a possible Kli Shoreis. A Kli Shoreis has to be Matris. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah Marsha. Rabbi Yisib Yudah says, it's kosher. My love, Bahokim Miflagi. Man, the Marsha Sova. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah, that's Marsha. He holds Iker Shira Bikli. So therefore, the Kli, one needs a Kli for the Kobonets. So if one needs a Kli Shir for a Kolben, so that Kli Shir is a din of a Kli Shoreis. It's one of the kelim which are used b'shas ba'avodas HaKolben. The Yalfinin me'abuva de Moshe, we learn out from the Flutachs of Me'ab Moshe, which was Bizman Moshe, which was a made out of reeds, made out of eight. So me'mele, so this Kli Shir, this cliche is made out of eitz and a cliche. So we see the shaykh a cliche made that's not made out of matris. So we learn out from here that you could have another cliche that's not made out of matris. Oman the posel sova, and the one that holds that it's posel, Rebbe holds it's posel, so the ikashira bepeh. So we don't find a cliche that was made out of eitz. So we learn out from the menorah that was made out of matris. So all klisharis have to be made out of matris. So Rabbi Yosef is bringing a raya to himself, that we see that Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda that holds that Shira is Deicha Cholos, is Deicha Shabbos. So this Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda holds that you can make a klisharis out of eights. So you see, it's taken the lumbus. Because Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda holds Ike Shira Bikli. And therefore, therefore, so the Abuva the Moshe has a din of a klisharis, and therefore you can make a klisharis me'eitz also. Let us see Rashi. Divrei the Bahochi pligi beik yeshira bepeh oy bekli man the marsher eitz lechol klisharis so beik yeshira bekli he holds ike shira bekli. Bahavalu kli ashir kli shoris. So the kli ashir is a kli shoris that's used for the avodas hakol. Ba'ovav hoya b'migdish b'mayis ma'ishav hu shel kone k'disnan be'elchen hilkar shah kli shoris minei ofinin lachshuri b'shaleitz. We learn out from that it's kosher b'shaleitz. We have a Lassimidus Vasemis asks, I mean, Meichetese, good, you have a klishorish shel eitz, you have a klishorish shel matris, the mneirova shel matris, how do you know that you learn out from this klishorish, maybe you learn out from other klishorish, from the mneira, so he says, the mneira wasn't the heichel, and this klishorish was used in Dazora, some estame, the kelim which are used in Dazor, you learn now take from the Ovum Shal Moshe. Ike Shira Bepeh, and Rabbi holds Ike Shira Bepeh, a kli lipsume kola ba'almahu. The whole purpose of the keli is only lipsume kola. Hilkach kli ashir einon kli shoris. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah shira. Le'afinami nayu ledmuye kli shoris lovum shal Moshe. So the Gemara says that there's no proof. No. So the Gemara says that's Rabbi Yosef's raya. So Rabbi Yosef says, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yosef kashira bepeh, so memela. So there's no proof that you can make a klisharis out of eights. And Yosef Yehuda holds that he kashira bekli. So now the Gemara says, loy. It's no raya. We could say, anyway, we could say the kulalme ikir shire bekli. Could be everyone holds ikir shire bekli. Rabbi also holds ikir shire bekli. Oche bedonin efsher mishi efsher kamifligi. The shaila is, can you learn out that zicher that the Abuv Shal Moshe was a klisharis? But the shaila is, can you learn out other klisharis from the Abuv Shal Moshe? Because the Avav Shal Moshe had to be Shal Eitz. That means we'll see in Rashi that Dafka and Eitz had such a beautiful sound. If you would have tried to coat it with gold and it looked better, but it didn't produce the sound that it produced when it was Shal Eitz. So Memele, so this is a new Dian over here. There's a Shaila is, Zichi you have a Klishore Shal Eitz, but maybe you can only use a klishore shalait if it's impossible to have something better. This is the best. But so by shira it's yefshar. It has to be shalait. But by other kalim, by other klishores, since matras is mochoshim, so mamela could be you don't learn now. So you're not done efshar misha yefshar. Och b'don efshar misha yefshar kamiflegi. Man de marshir. Rabbi Yosi b'Abiyuda that is Marsha, so v'donim efshe m'shi'i efshe. Uman de posel, so v'leidonim efshe m'shi'i efshe. You can't learn out efshe m'shi'i efshe. Let us see Rashi. Ike, ein donim efshe m'shi'i efshe. Sha'a keilim efshe shi'i shal matris. Ve'im l'chubodim, fakir, demu m'chubim. Hilkach m'mneire yafinu lohu, the loy me ovov shal moishe. The hosom taimo mishum shi efshel ase shal matras. Kedem a forish belchen. שהציפוהו סוב, להויה קהילוי אורב. Not only as the puyeh, so they took off the coating by a kaili olim. So memele, so there, it had to be shalek. So man the machshah, so we don't have efshah, mishi efshah. The mikol mokim ashkechen, klishor is the eitz. But the mai says, this gave me nishtam, there was such a musig of a klishor shalek. So we learn out that all over is kosher shalek. That's one way. So we could slug up Rav Yosef wants to prove that that's the machlekes. Now, could be everyone holds that ikir shira bekli. Bafal pikin Rabbi holds you can learn out from ovov shel Moshe because they don't him efshem mishi efshem. The boy is saying, and if you want, I'll tell you the kulalma ikir shira bepe. I'll tell you one of the two. Could be everyone holds ikir shira bepe. Rav Yosef Yehuda also holds ikir shira bepe. Or I can also tell you that everyone holds, could be everyone holds, Zika Shira Bekeli, Ben Donim Evshe, Mishi Evshe. So Memela, so the Oviv Shal Moshe is Lemal of Lemer. Whatever was over there is not Negeas. Because, either Ike Shira Beper, or the Felike Shira Bekeli, or Ben Donim Evshe, Mishi Evshe. So what is the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachomim? Ache b'meilef menoire b'kloli u'proti iberibuyi u'miut kamifdegi. The shailas, how to darshan the posik of the asiyas ha-menoire. He said, there we have a drosha, how it should be made, and b'meile, what you can make the menoire from that will have guidelines what you can make a klisharis from. From the oviv, you can't learn out. You have to learn out from the menoire. Now the shayla is higufe, what can one make a menorah? From what can one make a menorah? Rabbi Dorish, Kloli uproti. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Dorish, Ribuyi miyuti. Rabbi Dorish, Kloli uproti. The pasuk says, Vosiso menoras klal. There's a klal, you should make a menorah. It didn't specify how it should be made. Zohov toil. That's a prat. That's already how it should be, that's a pirish, it should be made out of zov. Miksha teyosa menoira, teyosa menoira, chozo vekolo. Now it says, you have to make a menoira again without any prot. Klal uprat uklal, yatadon eloke eina prat. Ma prat mefeire shal matris, afkol shal matris. So therefore Rebbe holds, you cannot make a klishore shal eitz, because it was nismayed from this klal prat uklal. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Dorish Ribuye Umiyuti. He darshens this pasuk v'derech Ribuye Umiyut. Vosiso Menoiras Ribu. So that's a ribu. You can make a menoira out of everything. Zov Toir Miyut. We'll see in Rashi. So by a ribu and Miyut. So already by the Miyut we have a klal that the Miyut is we darshen Ke'en HaMiyut. This combination of ribu and miut, so it would only be a ribu and miut, we have ka'in and miut. So ka'in zov. So now we know all kli matris is good. Mikshe teyosa ha-menoira, chosa v'ribu. So now we're marbe more than ka'in ha-prat. Is ribu and miut v'ribu, ribu ha-ke. So memele, now we're marbe everything. I feel it's not dum yid ha-prat. We're marbe everything. My Rabbi call Mili, my miyut shall cheres. That means if we have a ribuy in miyut alone, so then a ribuy in miyut is equivalent to klal prat to klal. She ain't bechlal or then the dumi the prat. So my melis or dumi the miyut. Now we have a ribuy miyut for ribuy, so we're mal by everything and we're only mamayat one thing. And the davar hayyaisar garua to be mamayat is cheres. Let us see Rashi. Hochi gassin, vi boi yisayim ikir shira bepeh. Ve ein donim efsher mishi efsher. Hochi piru, shidukulam ikir shira bepeh. So beleka lameil of mi op. I'm telling you, you can't learn apach lal from the op. Vim tim tzalei mikir bekli, afil hochi mi op of leigon. They donim efsher mishi efsher. So I'll tell you now, no one learns out from the op. The machlekes is, so the whole makor, what one can make a klishoris, learn out from the menoire. Hoche b'neilof b'meilof m'noire b'klole yeproti, oi b'ribuye m'yuti kamiplegi. Hoche gosilogosin in mi m'noire. No, m'noire gufe, there's a shayla, how one can make a m'noire. Yesh edur shemes ha-teire, b'chlal oprat. V'yesh edur shemoiso, b'midas ribi umiut. No, there's darshin, b'ribi umiut. Hadur sho b'chlal oprat, mashmelei. He holds prat aboach a klal, perushe shel klal. A prat that comes after a klal, that is pshat in the klal. Hilka, klal u prat, ein bechlal olamashe befrat. So, el vafilu dvorim, adoimim le prat, eni doinini moile fishe, hu perushe mau klal akol olamaylo. Zeshani yoim aloch achshav, a klal aprat is, what is the klal? This is it, v'lo yoisam. So klal aprat, ein bechal elam hashe beprat, only the prat, v'yosi klal sheini achar aprat, v'lo yisiv olov. So v'lo yisiv and the prat, v'dayecho im toisiv olov, es hadoim im loi. So as we get the combination, ke'ein aprat, hilkach. Yate doni de klala achrein el dvorim adoimim le prat shloim yisrabu mitchilom. Adoir sho beribu yomiyut. But those who darshan beribu yomiyut. Lei mashmelei prat abo. The one who darshans ribu yomiyut, he doesn't learn that the miyut is perushoi shel klal. The name Ein Bechlal Alamashe Beprat, Elo Mishum De Bechlal Kama Nisraba HaKoil, the Kol Kama is not everything, B'mashme Osi Prote Basole Miyute Mimashme Usei. So the Prat is coming to be Memayit, but the Klal was Marbe. So it's whittling it down a little bit. V'chi hoder osa ribi achina badis, now you have another ribi, ribi miyutu ribi, osin ahanim ribi yikol milu. The ilu dvorim shuhem ka'en aprat la yitzar, I don't need the ribi basre. La yimitulu mimiyute. That they weren't mismayed from the miyut. That means the miyut, from the miyut alone I know ka'en aprat is good. The man, the Dorish, Ribui, Umiute, Mashmalai, Beribui, Umiut, Lechude, Belai, Ribui, Achai, Kol, Hadoimin, Leprat. So, Daimin, Leprat, we know from Ribui, Umiut. So now the Ribui Bas is coming to tell us, Ribui, Akol, Miut, Shel, Cheres, Bakochach, Miute, Lemute, Yosu. So the might only cheres. Rabbonon sovri iker shira bepe, taisvis. So we're going back now. Oh, v'chad toni chashuvet. Yeah, b'reish mesechza by the zori gabi eideyim v'eideyim v'porosh taim amand toni eideyim my time of the toni eideyim. B'shmaitin leidayachachi. Here the mother doesn't explain why didn't the one that said shuva, why wasn't he geir sheyeve? Leibeduchti tuva, b'reish keitzed mabrim, habrin um habrin, peka goizel basr, gabi masikin um masikin, b'reish pek sheini diabomis, gabi rishayin eshniyev, pek mashilin. So memelo, sometimes the gemore is mevayel, why one doesn't say like the other, and sometimes the gemore skips it. Rabon and Savri Iker Shiro Bepe. Payment. So Rav Yosef said that we have here a machlekes Tanoi, if Shire is Deiche Shabbos, the machlekes depends. If Iker Shiro Bepe, then it's not Deiche Shabbos, Iker Shiro Bekli, it is Deiche Shabbos. Payment. The Bepe Kamaitzi Tvilim, Tanah, we have a Mishnah. Kaishrin Nima Bemigdish is one is permitted to tie a string of one of the musical instruments in the Migdosh. You have to tie it in Shabbos. Do Malacha Deraisa, because it's Machshirei Kolben. Avoloi Bemedine. Vikatana Bigmar Adoma Loya Yakoishra Loinvo. Atkan loy pligis yere machloikis tanem elo betikin keili idochi shabbos mishumachshiri kot. So yere machloikis, if the tikin keili, which is a machshir of the shir, which will be used for the keili, is that also doichi shabbos? Avol shir atzmai lekula al medochi. Bavaisleis the shir is ichi doichi. And here we have a machloikis tanem mishir bachlal doichi. That we have a Pesach Mishnah. Usna nami perik sheni derchin, mishneim osso yoim bashona, there were 12 days in the year, hacholul makel if neem is beyer. Pshchites Pesach Rishin, Pesach Sheni, Biontov Rishin shal Pesach, Biontov shal Atzeres, ushmoino yemei hachak. So it says, the 8 days of Sukkot, they hacholul makel if neem is beyer. Now, we say 8 days of Sukkot, alweh, derche Shabbos v'yomtev. So we see that the cholol is derche Shabbos v'yomtev. Yev shel shmeini shmeichag v'lo Shabbos. And here we have a machloikis tanoim, is it bechlal derche, is it bechlal derche Shabbos v'yomtev. Rabbi Yosef said the whole machloikis was the shir shel kolbonis. So there, Rabbi Yosef Baraba holds ike shir v'kli. Here's a shir avoda nitzvei Shabbos. It's a chelik of the avoda sakol. And the Chachamim hold the Tzika Shira Bepet. It's not a chilek of the Vayda Sakol. But the Shira of the Simchas Beis HaSheve, everyone holds it's not a chilek. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba said, Pulfaken. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba said, Beshir Shal She'eva Pligi, Pulfaken. No, only Machlekes is by Shir Shal She'eva. Aber shir shel kolben lekula al medochi, shir shel kolben, everyone holds its deiche. So it comes that everyone holds, ike shire bekli. And everyone holds that the kolbonis, b'shast akrovis, b'shast the shire, b'shast nisach hayayim, it was deiche. Oh, shayl is it deiche, is the shire of Simchas Beis HaShev, is that deiche Shabbos? So according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba Niche, so bekel, these Mishnayos are speaking about the kosher nime b'migdosh and the mishnah shnei masi yom b'shana cholomak is speaking about not b'shas the she'ei but speaking about b'shas the niske hayayin when there was a shir b'kli so it was deiche Shabbos because everyone knows it's a shir b'kli. Fine. Rav Yosef da'ochi itoisef mi b'raise. No, Rav Yosef tak was upkefrek. But he was upgefragt from a bereise. So Tosis is asking, why do you have to frag him up from a bereise? We'll see later, it's a bereise, and a mishnah, the from a mishnah. There's enough in the mishnah, Erevin, enough in mishnah in Elchim, that we see klo, that shire is deich. It's a chloima, yabashnishin, the Elchim, and the Erevin, have a mukila rabbi Yosef, rabbi Yosef by Yehuda. So Tosis says, so we'll have to say that even though there's no machlekes brought down that Mishnah, we'll have to say, Rabbi Yosef, well, these Mishnahs are going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rikah, Shira, Bekli, and Echnam, according to the Chachomim, or Takabi, the Shira is not Teichem. Miyu Akati Kosh, the Besayf Tomid Nishchat Mashme, the Milsa, the Pshita, he, now he's asking a different Kosh. How do we understand the Svar of the Chachom? Yerkati kosh, the besoif tomid nishchad mashme, the milse de pshite dein shvus bemigdosh. Everyone holds dein shvus bemigdosh. Da filu rabnosen de machme rossen, rabnosen is machme over there, moide de shvus zriche hitiro. So then rabnosen says it matters. A necessary shvus, that's teiche. A shvus which is not necessary, is not teiche. Voitnam bepirken gabit kiyis shal migdosh bechol yoim hoyu shom esrim vachas kiyis afilu b'shabes kedag b'gmora de bechol yoim snan. So they blew kiyis in Shabbos. V'loi polik shom tane. There's no machlekes over there. So what do we see from over there? So we see klal, this shvus, what we're speaking about, the shvus of klishir, is was zikhe, it's a dava muskim, it was zikhe Shabbos. The ain loyme da hanut ki is the reise, that you're speaking about ki is the reise, no, doktoni, sholosh lo psiche shorim, ki is nami sholosh kde lahafta lo mi meloche, zikhe shantev, Shechal Liyah is Perev Shabbos. This was not the Raisa. This was to be Mavapal the Om Mimloche. Pesnapei Kamba the Chulen, Yontev, Shechal Liyah is Perev Shabbos, Toiken, Vilay Mavdilen. That means there were Tkiyas, Lahavtil Om Mimloche. Then there was a Tkiyah to be Mavdil, Ben Chayla Kodesh, Vilay Mavdilen. So then, on Yom Tov, Shechali Yisrael Shabbos, they didn't make the second Tkiyah Lahavdol. Shem Shanim Ben Bemitzvah for a short time in Bigmore. Rov Hani Dahosam Derabonim, Bloy Gozo Bemigdosh. So we see over here, so Tosfos is building up the Kasha. So we see over here, this Shvus of Klishir, which was a Derabonon, was Zichir, not knowing in the Mikdash, that means they weren't, they said in Shmuz be Mikdash, and they blew tkiyas in the Mikdash. Ubemiloy amayim, dechsivu shafte mayim besosim. So lechere, this, the makoyer of the simchas beis ha-sheiva is a posik, which is much more choshuv than the tkiyas. And here all of a sudden the chachamim hold that it's not Teuche Shabbos, it's not Teuche Yontem. How do we understand this? V'yeshleima v'lefi shahoye sham roiv klishir. Chalilim, kinoires, mitzaltayim, nevolim, shetzrichen l'sakin todir, gozabu tvei, mehanach, v'sagi b'sheifet, leiboy tiku. So Tosfos answers as follows. That by the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, there were a lot of musical instruments that were used. Anyone who knew how to play a music instrument brought their instruments there. Now, when you have a ribui of musical instruments being used, lo yimoleit, that something is going to break, and it's olol to be, there'll be misakana klishir. So Tosfos means to say as follows, that in the Isser Shvus, that there were geyser to play a klishir, shema yisakein, this is a normal shvus, which there is perhaps a 5% chance. So memela, this is a shvus, and we have a klal in shvus b'migdosh. But the shvus of blowing musical instruments, playing musical instruments on simchas beis ha-sheiva, this is a very dangerous shvus. I mean, here people can become to be oivel nisa d'raisa. So therefore, this shvus is naig afilu b'migdash also. Gozabu b'tvei mahanoch, the sagi b'shoiv loiboy tikkun. That means as follows. That Taisi Botan, they used to blow Shalosh Tkiyas, Lahavtilusa Omim Loche, Erev Shabbos Chaliyas Biyonte. So he says there the only klishir that was used was a shofar, which is not olol to break. So b'meile, and so there was a tzeirich, there wasn't such a chashash. Kalkola wasn't too great. So Mamela, there we have the klala ben shvus b'mikdash. Now Tosfos asked Akasha, but this is more choshev, this tzorech after my besosel. It's a posek, a simach min amikra. So Mamela, this is zicher a shvus atzriche, such a zicher b'doiche yontev and Shabbos. So Tosfos says that is true, but since a new problem arises, that this is very olu, that will be a lot of mechshelis. So here, we don't even say the algemene dinim ben shvus b'migdash. Agav, the goza behu, goza nami, shlo yitko l'mili amayel b'yont, and mucha b'pirke. So Tosfos says, not Tosfos is a new problem, but when they asked the klishia, so Taisa said they asked the Simchas Beis Hashem, the klishia, because there was a lot of musical instruments involved, and it was very possible that kilkulim would occur. So Taisa said, but why did they ask the Shefa also? The Shefa was Toku, this was a different Shimush. So why did they ask the Shefa? So Taisa says, they had to be consistent. Agav the Gaza Bahu Gaza Namishla Yisko Lamilia Mailum Beyontem Pnamucha Bepilkin the Pochi Yochi Erev Shabbos Shabbos Soich Achag Namila Lachashve Zimnin Le Ashkech as an answer Zimnin Le Ashkech and the Chal Yontem Rishon Shal Chag Erev Shabbos Climate the Bosel of Tkiyas Mishin Le Toki Lamilia Mailum. Al Kaponim, so from that Gemara we see that they didn't blow Lamilia Mailum. So they said that really had to be consistent. If they said b'tzeirich nisach hamayim, they asked klishia, some of them they asked a little. Why in the time the prishna vishal gilab will abis pesha klishia, will they misbuk and sign b'pilkin, gozlu, shlo yisku, klaus, so they asked everything already. The Eitzah brings down the psakashe, p'slucheire, we have a stir in two tesis. Tesis and dafnuna medalas, asked the same kasha. Taisus asked the kasha shein deiche an amishne that it's not deiche. The cholol is not deiche Shabbos v'yom. So Taisus says ein shvus b'migdush. So Taisus says simchas beis sheva shani k'dem gune b'gmore deinol mishum simchi yisere. So it's not too important. That's what Taisus says over here. Taisus over here asks the same kasha, and here Taisus gives up a different parrot. This is not a kasha to shvus. This is very dangerous. It will sound like it's the same kasha. It's for two different terutzim. So Taisus brings down from someone that adds him that we hear here two man the yomrim. Was it called Beis HaShe'eva or Beis HaShuva? Here I'm a chloikis. Man dom ha-chashuva loy mishtabes. Someone was miyachis the mokim ha-simche le-she'eva, shafta mayim besose. Someone was not, one man the yomo was not miyachis the simche to Beis HaShe'eva, it was Beis HaShuva. It was the Beis HaShuva, nisach ha-mayim, was very choshev. So he says as follows. Here, when Taisus asked the Kasha, that, this is a machlokes, if a shvus she'ein etzricha, hitiru, lo yitiru. Rav Nosson is machmer, aber shvus tzricha, hitiru. So Taisus will build this up. Now, what's called tzricha? Tzricha is called tzricha. And here there's a posik. Ob bemile amayim dersiva shakta mayim besosa. There's a posik. Tzricha tzricha. So if this is called tzricha, so why did they ask her? So this kasha is going according to the man the Yomar that is going as base hasheyeva shakta mayim besosa. That's the whole Mekoyr of the Simcha. So Taisa said this is a very choshev tzeirich. It's a very choshev tzeirich. It should be doiches. And this kasha Taisa said that should the tzeirich is choshev, but the kilkul is also too dangerous to take a chance. That's what Taisa said over here. And Taisa, that was the only answer Taisa's here. Taisa's on the Aleph is answering if you learn. You don't learn She'eva, you learn Cheshuva, so it comes out the whole Simcha is not, the Tzairich is not so, that's such a big Tzairich. I don't have a Makar of the Tzairich. Yeah, it's very hard. The Nisach HaMayim is a very Choshev Ezach. But the Simcha B'Shas Nisach HaMayim was a Simcha Yisere. That means it was a, was Tamazayip, enhanced the Simcha a little bit, but the Tzairich wasn't so Choshev. So that's what someone wants to say, that here Taisus is going if you're Geirish Chashuva, and here Taisus is going if you're Geirish She'eva. Omar Rav Pope Kitanoi. Now, we heard before that Rabbi Yosef had wanted to say, after Machloikis, Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda, and the Chachomim, if the Shir is Doiche Shabbos, is totally if you'll Ike Shir Bekli, or Ike Shir Bepe. So Rapope says, this Shaila is a Machloikis Tanoim. The Sanye, we learned Machloikis as follows. Who were the musicians that were playing the Kli Shir? They were playing the Kli Shir B'Shas Tekabonis. Who were they? So you have a three-way Machloikis. Avdei Kahanim Hoyu Dibre Ramei. Ramei says they were Avodim, Psulei Kol. They were good musicians, but they were Psulei Kol, Dibre Ramei. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Mishpachas Beis Apagre, Mishpachas Beis Siporaye, Me'amom Hoyu. That means these were very Meyuchistike Mishpoches. Meyuchis means that they were pure Mishpoches, Naisem Lekuhune. They came from Amom. Shei Mesiim Lekune. That means these Mishpoches, you didn't have to be Boidik them. They were pure Mishpoches, Loi Lekune. No Pikpukim on them. Rab Chanine ben Antignus Oima, Leviim Hoyu. Not the musicians were Leviim. So we hear here Atriye Machloikis, who was eligible to play this cliche. It's my love, so Rapope said, Ba'oka Mifligi. The man do Mar Avodim Hoyu. They were Avodim Ksova Ike Shira Bepe. Because that Sikha the Shira was Nimsal Leviim. So if you can have musicians, Avodim, Knanim, Sarkochok, so that's not a chelik of the Shira. That's Tamazah, it's accompanying the Leviim, but that's not the Shira. So may I think a Shira Bepeh. Uman the Oma Leviim are you? And the one who says Leviim, they chose Dafka Leviim, so the criteria was not the musical talent, the criteria was they had to be Leviim. So, Ike Shira Bekli. So the Yodika Shira Bikli, so the mitzvah Shira was Nimsal Leviim, so he had to have Leviim. So that's what Rapope says. So this Shaila, which Rabbi Yosef wanted to say is the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Yudim the Chachomim, says the Machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. Rech the Gemore, Vetisbere, if that's the beer of the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Yudim, we have a you're telling us two tzadim, and we have a three-way machloikis. Ikasov ikashire bepe, afil avodim nami. Ikasov ikashire bekli, leviim ein yisraelim loy. How did he come and say avodim not yisraelim yes? So what, how does he fit into the shaila? If ikashire bekli, you need leviim. If ikashire bepe, why do you need yisraelim yichos? Allah, so the Gemara says, no, the machlokes between these tanoim is not the way Rav Papa said. The kol alma ikashire bepeh, everyone holds ikashire bepeh. So memele, als the din shire, anyone would be good. Bahoka miflegi, the ma'asova ochi avi maise, ma'asova ochi avi maise. The shaila was, aber la maise, who were the musicians? L'mayin afkemina, l'malin, miduchan, l'yuchsen, l'mayisa, k'mifligi. That means that those musicians who were on the duchan, could we, by since they were there, can we use that as proof that they're miyuchosim, that they're leviim? Ma'adam avodim hoyeksovei, malin, miduchan, l'yuchsen, v'loy l'mayisa. You can't prove anything from that they were on the duchan, that they have any other milas. Mandam Yisrael lo yuksov malin miduchen leyuchsen. Avolei lemaisa. Mandam levim lo yuksov malin miduchen bein leyuchsen bein lemaisa. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ketanoi ike shira bepe oi bekli. Avdi kahanem oyu mishnu mesechas elchim hi al oich zek li shira besha shir shal kolbun kamina. Mishpachas bei sapagim, mishpachas bei siparaye, ze shem ha-mishpochis. That's what Rab Chanina holds. If someone sees the Maimed Aduchim, Ein Tzach Likvei Acho Loi Lassiyu Miyuchesed Velosus Lai Maisarishin, the Padi Levi, who that means Duchim is a Raya that he's a Levi. Since that's the aloche, so they made sure whoever went, was on the duchen was a Levi. And on my body, my yuk, so I'm saying, I'm going to go to the house, and I'm going to go to the house, let us just see Taisvis. Let us just see the second Taisvis. Malam iduchin, hu aimed al iduchin, melavim, and so leave the achav, leila siyem mi yuchesses, velitin le maisarish, the body, levi yuk, shimne davazel, egilu abodim, lamit sham keperish bekuntres. The pligi b'och, the ma'asova ain lahamid avodim leduchan. Why? The chesini shemiyalon leyuksin lemaisa. Ma'asova lechesini lemaisa. Lechesini leyuksin. Ma'asova lechesini lechesin. So Taisa says. So it comes out that the who was chosen to be a musician was dependent on this halacha. If you're malah, if you're not malah, so that means v'kel the musician. After this, there's a machlokes in the din malin. And Memele, that was Machia, who was the musicians. And Elosha Mashma came to come of Ahoche Bahoke Miflegi Marsov Ahoche Yavi Maise, U Marsov Ahoche Yavi Maise. The Gemara seems to say the Machlekes is who the musicians were. Were they Levim? Were they Miachosim? Were they Abodim? Mashma Shaham, it's a Greizen Taisus. Mashma Shaham Maise ain't Toli Bahalo, Elolot Tluye be Maise. It's Maise, not Maise. The Mars of Ochi have Maise. That he holds, this was the Maise. Shall be Moye became the cliche. That means it was a Machlekes, La Maise, and this Tkufa, who were the musicians? So one time the holds, Abchanina holds the Levim were they were La Maise, the musicians. They were became the cliche. O Mars of Avodim, Moye became Yoisim in Akil. The Midum, Samamel, the Nafkemine. And Nafkamina, who the musicians were, is Negeya, if one can be Mala, the Maisa, the Yuxin. Miopek, Shani, the Elcha, Mashma, Kepesh, Bekuntus, the Gosi, Vacha, Mala, Meduch, the Maisa, the Yuxin, Kemiflegi. Paisa, there's a Machlekes in the Halacha, not a Machlekes in the Maisa Shoyu. Be Gamma, Fima, Shapirashti, Shamiash, Liashvi, the Maram, said, Taisa, means, the way I said now, I could also say this Pshat in Yanagas.